Yes, we're still in a global economy, and that was proven again today as investors eye financial trouble in Turkey. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 13th of August. Thanks for being with us. So what's the big deal with Turkey anyway? We've got a follow-up coming up. The national media has finally figured out that vocational jobs and training is booming. We could have told them that. We've got a Papa John's update, but not about the founder so much as it is about the guy who took his place. The owner of Wrangler and Lee Jeans is getting out of the denim business. Those stories and our guests coming up soon. We'll talk about the Zenith Chamber Music Festival going on this week. In the chair is Ashley Sidon from Drake University. And then Laura Kennard on business education and networking events in the metro. Lots coming up. Stay with us.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We monitor at @IOB_NewsHour before, during, and after each broadcast. Also, if you want to reach out to me, you can do that on Twitter as well. I'm at Michael, L-I-B-B-I-E, Michael Libby. Now, before we get into the news, we once again want to remind you we've got a new partner for the Business News Hour. Action Coach Monty Wyatt is bringing back the Live to Lead seminar on October 12th. Now, Live to Lead is a full day of inspiration from the likes of John Maxwell. I mean, who doesn't know and love John Maxwell, right? Former CEO of HP, Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman Deborah Cyril. It's the fifth year for Live to Lead, and you are invited to the event. Now, crowds are forming, sales of tickets are going on right now, and you can buy them at livetoleaddesmoines.com. That's live, the number 2, leaddesmoines.com. Check it out. Well, stocks closed lower today with the Dow off by over 125 points as a financial crisis in Turkey that sent its currency tumbling last week seemed to worsen. That led to a dampening of investor sentiment around the world. See, we are in a global economy. We'll look at those numbers later in the segment. So, what's the big deal about Turkey? Over the last week, the value of the Turkish lira collapsed by more than 20%, and that shocked financial markets. And at first glance, all this would seem to be a problem just for Turkey. The country's economy has been weakening. At the same time, Turkey's authoritarian president, Erdogan, has been seizing greater control over the country's economic policy. He appointed his son-in-law as finance minister. He's made a series of pronouncements that undercut the independence of the country's central bank and has been railing against the prospect of high interest rates. You see, lower interest rates tend to stoke growth, as well as inflation, and Turkey is already dealing with inflation running near an annual rate of 16%. So again, why does all this matter? Well, not true in the broad sense. Turkey's economy isn't all that large. So even if it were to collapse, that wouldn't necessarily have a huge impact on the global economy. But elements of the Turkish saga show how other financial markets could be vulnerable to a similar exodus of foreign investors. Here's what's going on. You know, in recent years, investors in wealthier parts of the world, like the United States, Europe, and Japan, have lent many billions of dollars to governments and countries in developing economies like Turkey, South Africa, and Argentina. Now, if their economy goes south, that could create a domino effect on stronger economies. For example, foreign banks lent money to companies, investors, and governments in the crisis-stricken countries. As borrowers default, those loans can lead to deep losses that threaten to undermine the health of a financial system thousands of miles away. So, in a few words, yeah, it matters. Stay tuned. You know, while we've been on this story for a couple of years, it seems now the national media is just getting around to figuring out how the world of vocational training and jobs is booming. The Wall Street Journal today had a story about how many people are learning that they can make a great income in the trades rather than take out thousands of dollars of college loans for a degree. Ever increasing are ties between high schools, vocational schools, and labor unions. And students and parents are learning that often the education can be already paid for, and when the student graduates from the program, they can enter a high-quality, well-paying job. Schools are once more deciding it's worth investing in the lives of students who might not have the academic prowess or the financial footing to pursue a bachelor's degree, and instead equip them with the skills for steady employment. We're seeing this all across the board in teaching and plumbing and welding and fabricating. But if you've been listening to the Business News Hour, you already knew that, right? Well, here's quite a story for you. He bought his first pizzeria in Hikes Point, Kentucky for $16,000 when he was 18 and a senior at Seneca High School. He skipped college altogether, instead earning what he jokingly calls a degree from Papa John's University. Starting in 1996 at $6 an hour taking phone orders at a Papa John's in St. Matthews, he rose to become a manager, then a multi-unit supervisor, major franchisee, director of global operations, president, and chief operating officer, before finally being named CEO of the world's third largest pizza chain on January 1st of this year. That is the story of Steve Ritchie, the CEO of Papa John's. But until Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, launched a very aggressive, very public effort to oust his hand-picked successor, you probably never heard of the 43-year-old Louisville native who has described himself as very shy outside of the workplace. But what about that ousted founder? Though he was forced to step down as chairman, Schnatter, the 56-year-old pizza baron, still owns 30% of the company, remains on the board, and says he's not going away. If you get an opportunity to read the story, it is pretty enlightening and it offers a glimpse into the rugged world of pizza franchises. Well, as we told you last week when it was just a rumor, today we learned that VF, the parent company of Wrangler and Lee Jeans, has decided to break off its denim division to focus on its fast-growing outdoor and activewear business. So what's up? Well, consumers are wearing yoga pants rather than slim-cut jeans, and that has caused a decline in sales. The numbers look like this. In the most recent quarter, revenue from activewear surged by 25%, and outdoor gear revenue rose by 6%. Revenue from denim increased by only 3%. The company expects 6% to 8% revenue growth in its outdoor business this fiscal year and 13% to 14% growth in its active division. Revenue in denim is expected to be flat. The company said today it expects the tax-free spinoff of its denim business to generate annual revenue of $2.5 billion. And at the bell today, however, VF stock was down over 3.5% to end at $92.82 a share. That leads us to the markets for today. Stocks did close lower. The Dow ended 125 points lower, with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase lagging. The S&P 500 shed 0.4% as materials slid. The Nasdaq finished down by 0.25%. The Turkish lira, which briefly tumbled by more than 20% on Friday, reached a fresh record low today before regaining some footing. Tensions between the U.S. and Turkey increased last week after a Turkish delegation returned from Washington with no apparent progress on the detention of U.S. pastor Andrew Bunson, who who is charged with supporting a group blamed for an attempted coup in 2016. European stocks also declined as the Stock 600 index pulled back 0.3%. The German DAX also slipped by 0.5%. Tesla shares fell 0.5% after CEO Elon Musk said a Saudi fund wants to take the company private. The stock rose nearly 2% after the announcement, but quickly erased those gains. At the bell, the Dow was down those 125 points and change to end the day at 25,187. The NASDAQ was off by 0.25% to end the day at 78,19. And the S&P 500 was off the mark by 0.4, closing at 28,21. Gold, well, that continued its slide south, losing a whopping $18.50 to end the day at $1,192.60 an ounce. Crude lost 24 cents, ending the trading day at $67.39 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note gained just a tad to pay 2.88%. When we come back, a conversation with Ashley Sidon. She is the professor of music at Drake University. We're talking about something called the Zenith Chamber Music Festival, and it happens in DSM USA this week. Then later on, Laura Kennard joins us with more business education and networking events. Stay with us. This is the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.